Yes. Let's give him glory. Let's appreciate him from the depths of our heart. Let's thank him for the encounters of the night. No one would have orchestrated it if not him. He made it happen. Let's thank him for it. Let's bless his name. Let's appreciate him. Let's give him thanks and praise that is due to him alone. Let's appreciate him from the depths of our heart. Let's give him glory. Let's worship him. Let's appreciate him intensely. Let's give him thanks and praise. Give him glory. Father, we appreciate you for waking us up this morning, bringing us into your holy temple. We lay it to heart to give you praise for the encounters all through the night. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you glory for making it happen. We appreciate you, Lord. Be glorified. Be magnified. Be lifted up on high. Be exalted, O God. Father, we thank you for what you are set to do again. We give you praise. For what you are set to do again today, we appreciate you. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you glory. Are you thanking him? Give him thanks and give him praise. Give him thanks and give him praise. Give him thanks and give him praise for yet another appearing today. Let's give him thanks and praise. He's sure to appear to us again in this covenant hour prayer. Give him thanks for it. Appreciate him for it. Give him thanks and praise for his appearance that is assured in this covenant hour prayer. Appreciate him from the depths of your heart. Say, Father, we thank you for the assurances of your presence in this temple and in this service. We give you praise and we give you glory. Be magnified, be glorified, be lifted up on high. Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise with everything within us. Be glorified. Be magnified in the name of Jesus. Now begin to ask for the preeminence of the Holy Spirit, sweet Spirit of God. We ask for your absolute preeminence in this covenant hour prayer. Do what no man can do in our lives. Let your name alone be glorified. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Put your hands together for his glory as we welcome the priest.
Hello. Elohim, Jehovah, you are God. Elohim, Elohim, Jehovah. Hallelujah. I found a new way of living.
Put our hands together for Jesus, and please, you may be seated. We'll begin our intercession this morning by giving God quality thanks, praying in this manner. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the supernatural impact of the word in this commission since inception. A louder amen. Psalm 115 and verse 1, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy. And for thy truth's sake. Please, let's rise. Together, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the supernatural impact of the word in this commission since inception. To you, O Lord God, be all the glory. Jesus, we thank you for the supernatural impact of the word in this commission since inception. Lift up your voice, and together, let's offer him thanksgiving. Together, let's show our appreciation. Together, let's register our gratitude before him this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the supernatural impact of the word in this commission since inception. Lord, we glorify your holy name. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name we give glory. Thank you, our God and our King. Thank you, Almighty God, for the supernatural impact of the word in this commission since inception. Lord, we glorify your name. Jesus, we magnify your name. Not a dot of your word has fallen to the ground in this commission right from the beginning. To you, O Lord, behold the glory. Is somebody giving him thanks this morning? Is somebody giving him thanks this morning? Are we thanking him with all of our hearts? Are we thanking him intentionally? Let's give him thanks. Let's glorify him. Let's magnify him for the impact of his word in this commission right from the beginning. Father, we return with gratitude this morning. Thank you, our God. Thank you, our King, for the supernatural impact of your word in this commission since inception. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty God. We can never take your hand for granted. Thank you, Jesus, for the word you sent to us again and again, times without number. All of the time. Jesus, we glorify your name. Father, we magnify your name. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God, for the supernatural impact of the word in this commission since inception. To you, Almighty God, be all the glory. To you, Almighty God, be all the glory. Give him thanks this morning. Let the Lord hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning. Let your thanksgiving be registered in heaven this morning. Thank him with all of your heart. Thank him with all of your heart for the impact of his word in this commission since inception. The word that has raised the dead, the word that has turned the one that was called poor to now the one that is called rich. Jesus, we glorify your name. The word that has healed the sick. Lord, we magnify your name. The word that has given new life to the hopeless. Jesus, we glorify your holy name. The one in tears, the tears that have been wiped away by the power of the word. Give him thanks with all of your heart this morning for the impact of the word in this commission. From inception, Lord, we glorify you, Lord. You can thank him in the language of the Spirit. The Bible says you do it well. He said you do it well. Therefore, thank him this morning in the language of the Spirit. You can choose to thank him in your understanding, but let your heart be connected to it. Jesus, we worship your holy name. Thank you, Almighty God, for the supernatural impact of the world in this commission since inception. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the supernatural impact of the word in this commission right from the beginning. Lord, we worship your name. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' great name, we have given thanks. Put your hands together for the Almighty God and please be seated.
In the moment, we shall be rising up to intercede, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the 40th anniversary prophetic feast, possessing your promised land, answer to its name in the life of every participant. Genesis chapter 2 verse 19, I paraphrase, it says, and whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Please rise up to your feet, lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the 40th anniversary prophetic feast, possessing your promised land, answer to its name in the life of each and every participant. Let it answer to its name in the life of each and every participant. Somebody lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask, let the 40th anniversary prophetic feast, tagged possessing your promised land, answer to its name in the life of each and every participant, both on ground and online, and in all our viewing centers around the world. Father, let, O Lord, the 40th anniversary prophetic feast, possessing your promised land, answer to its name in the life of each and every participant. Someone lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let the 40th anniversary prophetic feast, let it answer to its name in the life of every participant. Let each and every one participant possess our promised land, even in this prophetic feast. Lift up your voice as you pray. Pray in your understanding, also pray in the spirit, but by all means, let your voice resound in heaven concerning this 40th anniversary prophetic feast. My Father and my God, let each and every one participant, Lord, let us possess our promised land. For each and every one participant, let us possess our promised land. Someone lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you intercede. Father, for each and every participant, let us lay hold on our promised land. Father, let this 40th anniversary prophetic feast, let it answer to its name in the life of every participant. Let each and every one of us that are participating, let us possess our promised land. Let us step into our promised land by reason of the visitation of this 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let every single participant in this 40th anniversary prophetic feast, Lord, let us all possess our promised land. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, let the 40th anniversary prophetic feast possessing your promised land answer to its name in the life of every participant. Lift up those hands, lift up those voices, appreciate God, giving thanks for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
Again, we are rising to pray, and this time we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land and all our viewing centers, making it fit for your manifest presence at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 5, and he said, draw not near hither, put off thy shoes off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Shall we be on our feet as we lift up our voices before the Lord this morning, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land and all our viewing centers, making it fit for your manifest presence at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. This is our prayer line. Let's pray this prayer from the depth of our heart. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land and all our viewing centers, making it fit for your manifest presence at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. In the name of Jesus Christ, mighty God, we pray. In the name of Jesus, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land and all our field centers, making it fit for your manifest presence at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Lift up your voice this morning and pray from the depth of your heart. Our Father, we pray, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land and all our field centers around the world, making it fit for your manifest presence at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are asking, O Lord, that you will sanctify the entirety of Canaan land and all our field centers, making it fit for your manifest presence at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Let heaven hear your voice. Pray from the depth of your heart and pray a prayer that must be answered. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land and all our field centers, making it fit for your manifest presence at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Pray a prayer from the depth of your heart. Keep calling upon the God of heaven. Engage the name of Jesus and pray intensely. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land and all our field centers, making it fit for your manifest presence at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Lift up your voice. Pray this prayer with faith in your heart. Keep calling upon the God of heaven. We have the assurance that whenever we call on him, our God answered. Upon the word of God we stand, and we pray in the name of Jesus. Father, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land and all our field centers, making it fit for your manifest presence at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. In the mighty name of Jesus, all our field centers around the world shall be sanctified by the power of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the presence of God shall be thick in all our center. In the name of Jesus, Father, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land and all our field centers, making it fit for your manifest presence at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Lift up your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. You can power this prayer in the spirit. You can pray it in your understanding. By all means, keep engaging your faith. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land and all our field centers, making it fit for your manifest presence at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it be, Lord. We are asking, Lord, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land and all our field centers, making it fit for your manifest presence at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Let heaven hear your voice. Pray from the depth of your heart. Keep calling upon the God of heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence. Sanctify all our field centers around the world, making it fit, Lord, for your manifest presence. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Now lift up your hands and give thanks to God. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Give Jesus a hand of praise and please be seated.
And now we shall be rising with this prayer liner. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every barrier on the path of this commission be crushed as you launch her into new realms of exploits at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Isaiah 45, 1 to 3, paraphrased, thus said the Lord to his anointed, I will go before thee, make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Rise with me as we enforce scriptures on the altar of prayer. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let every barrier on the path of this commission be crushed as you launch her into new realms of exploits at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Lift your voice everywhere. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every barrier on the path of this commission be crushed. Every resistance, every barricade on the path of our advancement. In the name of Jesus, you are coming down as the Lord launches this commission into new realms of exploits at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. We are praying this morning a prayer of faith. We are placing decrees that God will establish. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, let every barrier, every circumstances, let every barrier, every resistance on the part of this commission be crushed. We command that they be leveled out as you launch her into new realms of exploits at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. In the name of Jesus Christ, everyone, everywhere, lifting up holy voices, let's place this demand on the altar of prayer. We are praying in the spirit. We are praying in faith. We are praying, believing. You can speak words of understanding. We are looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, let every barrier on the path of this commission be crushed. Let every resistance, every wall on the path of our progress be leveled out as you launch us into new realms of exploits at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Somebody be definite this morning. Be deliberate. Be intentional. Speak these words to the hearing of the Father. Place this decree on the altar of prayer. Our Father, let every barrier on the path of this commission be crushed. Whatever and whoever they may be, who are down mountain before Zerubbabel, you shall be made a plan. Lift up your voice and place that decree. This is the will of God. This is the provision of his word. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let every barrier on the part of this commission be crushed as you launch her into new realms of exploits, unseen realms of exploits, unknown realms of exploits at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Make sure your voice is heard as we cry out with faith in our heart. Ensure you are part of this chariot of fire. We are advancing. We are marching forward. Nothing's stopping us. We are placing a decree that every barrier on the part of this commission shall not survive this upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast as the Lord opens us up to new realms, greater realms of exploits than ever known, than ever seen. A new thing will I do. Forget you the former thing, says the Lord. Lift your voice and therefore pray confidently. Place this demand. Cry out. Let God hear your voice. Our Father, let every barrier on the part of this commission be crushed as you launch her into new realms of exploits at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. In the name of Jesus, let's pray much more in the spirit right now. Let's engage with confidence of faith. Let's be fervent in the spirit. Lift up your voice with confidence. You believe that God has answered you. As always, wave your hands with appreciation. Glorify him. Magnify him. Celebrate him. Give him thanks from the depth of your heart. Our Father, receive all the glory. We bless your name this morning. We honor you and we appreciate you. This prayer is answered. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. Big, big hands as we take our seats.
Next, we'll rise up to pray. When we rise, we'll be saying, Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into our 40th anniversary special Thanksgiving service this coming Sunday. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 2 and 6, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Now when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together. Saints of God everywhere, please let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voices to pray. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into our 40th anniversary special Thanksgiving service this coming Sunday. Let's lift up our voices as we pray. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into our 40th anniversary special Thanksgiving service this coming Sunday. Into our 40th anniversary special Thanksgiving service this Sunday. Saints of God, are you lifting up your voice? Let heaven hear your voice of intercession this hour. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into our 40th anniversary prophetic feast special Thanksgiving service this coming Sunday. Saints of God, let's lift up our voices. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude to our 40th anniversary prophetic feast special Thanksgiving service this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice. Ensure that you are engaging your faith. Let's engage our heart as we pray fervently this hour. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into our 40th anniversary prophetic feast special Thanksgiving service this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice, engage your faith, engage your heart as we pray together in one accord. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude to our 40th anniversary prophetic feast special Thanksgiving service this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice, saints of God. Pray with every fervency. Ensure that heaven hears your voice of intercession as we pray in one accord this morning. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude to our 40th anniversary prophetic feast special Thanksgiving service this coming Sunday. This is our heart desire. We lift up our voice in one accord this morning. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into our 40th anniversary prophetic feast special Thanksgiving service this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice, saints of God. Pray with faith and with fervency of the Spirit. This is a prayer that must be answered. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude into our 40th anniversary prophetic feast special Thanksgiving service this coming Sunday. Father, this is our heart desire. We lift up our voice in one accord. Pray in your understanding. Pray in the Holy Ghost, engaging your faith, engaging your heart in this prayer. Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitude to our 40th anniversary prophetic feast special Thanksgiving service this coming Sunday. Let's lift up our voices and let's begin to magnify and give him the glory and praise for answered prayers. Father, we bless your name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. We magnify you. Father, we celebrate you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Are we lifting up our hands? Are we magnifying the name of the Lord? Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
At this moment, we shall be rising up shortly to pray our personal supplication. And please be reminded and be reassured that we are praying to a prayer answering God. Matthew 7:7 tells us, ask and you will receive, seek you will find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. For everyone, including you and I, that asketh, receiveth. Therefore, this morning as we ask, whatever those issues might be, especially as we get set to enter into the month of May next day, tomorrow, our month of 40th anniversary, you shall not be denied. Please rise upon your feet with this understanding. Begin to speak unto the prayer answering God who is right here because of you and I. Let him hear you right now as we take advantage of this moment. Now lift up your voice unto the God that answers prayers. Confidently begin to thank him, praise him, bless him, magnify his name. Lift up your hands to him as well and let him hear your voice of appreciation right now for answered prayers. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you. We magnify your name even today. Thank you for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Make that amen a stronger one. Please, you may be seated. Put your hands together for the Lord.
In this service this morning, it is testimony time. Shall we give Jesus a big hand of praise this morning? And please listen attentively to the following documented testimonies. Number one, 10 years epilepsy terminated via miracle mantle. I have come back like that one leper to return all the glory to the God of this commission for proving all the reproach and mockery of my enemies wrong. It was back in 2006 when this demonic attack came upon me to frustrate my destiny and academics as I was in Form 1. Everybody, including my family members, left me alone. Even my mother made a way of getting money from people through me. I have struggled with this disease for 10 years. One day I woke up and decided to go visit my aunt in October 2016. On my way, I had a preaching going on and ignored and went ahead. But a voice said to me after I'd passed to go back to that church. I never knew it was a miracle mantle service. And the pastor said, this mantle came from God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo. And he read from the book of Acts 19, verse 11 and 12. After receiving my own touch, I went back home and canceled the journey to my auntie's place. Before that time, I used to fall twice a week. Even my mom would ask me hour after hour, have you fallen today? But the day I received the touch of the mantle, something turned up inside me. I think God deserves a bigger hand this morning. Every time the symptoms of falling came, I would hold tight to the mantle and say, God, through your servant, you said, this mantle will terminate any disease. And 1 week went without me falling down. After 3 weeks, no sign of the disease. Even my mother kept asking, and I told her I went to the Church of Winners. She was amazed. Now I'm comfortable. Indeed, we have a prophet in this commission, and it pays to obey him, and I give God all the glory. Bigger hand for Jesus. And the testifier is Catherine Atemo. Number two, the siege of untimely death destroyed in my family. I joined this commission in 2006. Before then, there was a plague of death in my family that killed 4 of my siblings. When I joined this commission, the plague almost killed me too. On several occasions, I coughed blood and knew that I was next in line. So I cried and prayed daily to God to stop the plague. In one of the services, I had Bishop David Oyedepo talk about soul winning. So I keyed into it. While I was busy winning souls for Christ, God was busy taking care of my family. To the glory of God, June 2015 made it 10 years that we neither recorded death nor went to the hospital for treatment. Behold, the God of this commission has terminated the plague of death in my family, and a testifier is Martins Onyechukwu. For this amazing testimonies, please let's rise together and give Jesus a big, big hand of praise this morning.
Will you lift your hand to heaven this morning and give glory unto God? Give praise to his name and celebrate him from the depth of your heart today. Lift your voice in thanksgiving unto God. lift your voice in thanksgiving unto God. Lift your voice in thanksgiving unto God. Appreciate Him for those awesome testimonies that we have heard. Father, we thank You. We give praise unto You. We give glory unto Your name. We celebrate Your faithfulness. Thank You for the awesome testimonies that we have heard, O Lord. Blessed be Your name, Jesus. And blessed be Your name, Jesus. Are you giving thanks to Him? Don't mutter your words. Appreciate Him from the depth of your heart. These are the doings of the Lord, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Give Him the praise. Give Him the glory. Give Him the honor. Give Him the adoration. Bless His name. Father, we thank You. We celebrate You. We glorify You. We honor You. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. And You are worthy of all the adoration. Thank Him for the answers He has given to your prayers, that you have not prayed in vain, but God has heard you and answered you, granting unto you every one of your heart desires. Give Him the glory, give Him the honor, and give Him the adoration. Now ask Him to speak to you this morning. Lord, I've come here for an encounter with You. Speak to me today by Your word. Speak to me today by Your word. Let Your light shine in my direction this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank You, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, we are grateful for the privilege that You have given unto us today to be in Your presence. We thank You, Lord, for the answers You have given to all of our prayers and for the testimonies of the mighty hand at work in our midst. All of these are Your doings, and they are marvelous in our eyes. For it, we give You all the praise and we give You all the glory. Thank You, mighty God. And now, Lord, speak to us again and let Your word transform our lives. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Give Jesus a big hand, everybody, and please be seated. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Our line of exhortations for this week has been engaging the power of expectation for entry into our promised land. Engaging the power of expectation for entry into our promised land. We have come to recognize from scriptures that hope in scripture refers to expectation. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, the Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So faith is the substance of things expected and the evidence of things that are not seen. According to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, every child of God is born into a lively or a living hope. When a man or woman becomes born again, they are born into a realm of living, or what the Bible refers to as lively hope. That means that everyone born again, child of God, has inside of them the deposit of God that causes their hope to be living. So what is inside of you is not just a wish, but it must be triggered for it to provoke results. In Job chapter 14, verse 7 down to verse 9, the Bible said there is hope for a tree, that though it be cut down, and that it will sprout again, and the tender branch thereof will not cease. He said in verse 8, though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground. He said, yet through the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant. There is hope for a tree. But to trigger it, there must be the scent of water. And that water refers to the word of God. In the book of Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1, he said, "Ho, all of you that thirst, come to the waters and come and drink." What are the waters? The waters are the word of God. So God makes it very clear to us that for anyone to trigger the potential of the hope in them, the hope must have its footing in the word of God. That is why we discovered earlier in the week that the hope or the faith that will produce result must be word-based. It must have its root in the word. If it is not rooted in the word, it cannot bear fruits or results in the world. we have to understand the necessity of basing our hope on the word of God. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16, seek ye out of the book of the law and read. He said, none of these shall fail, and none shall want her mate, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, and his spirit has gathered them. So God makes it clear that the word of God is failure proof. That is why when your hope is anchored on it, that hope becomes unshakable. It is bound to produce results. For you from today, your hope will produce results. Your expectation will begin to produce results. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. So we must come with expectation, and that expectation must be based on the word of God. In the book of Hebrews 11 and verse 6, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Remember, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things expected. So before you can come to God, you must have expectation. And that expectation must be on the basis of the fact that whatever you are requesting of God, you are sure to get a response. Shout hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah. That's why God's word makes it clear that whatsoever thing we desire when we pray, believing, we shall receive. What is that believing? It means expecting. Whatsoever thing we desire. So it is not according to his power that we are given, but according to our expectation that we are given. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians 3 and verse 20, it says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So according to scriptures, God's ability far exceeds that which any man can demand. So there is no desire of man that is intimidating to God. There is nothing that you want from God that God will be intimidated by. Every request of man is below the ability of God. But what determines whether it is delivered into your hand or not is your expectation. Your expectation, therefore, can be said to be the limiting factor on the manifestations of God in your life. If you look at that scripture in the book of Ephesians 3:20 again, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think, but he will only do according to the power that is at work in you. So in other words, it depends on you. What God can do for you is dependent on you. It's not dependent on him. What God's hand can deliver to you is dependent on you. Because it is all about our faith. And our faith refers to our expectation. Remember, the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 18. It says, surely there is an end. End means outcome. It says, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. So the outcome of any matter that you take before God is determined by your expectation. The outcome of any matter is determined by your expectation. So your expectation is the fundamental requirement to seeing a visitation from God in the area of your desire. It is the fundamental requirement. So don't just approach the altar of prayer empty-hearted. Settle your expectation before you make your intercession. When your expectation is settled before God, then your intercessions and supplication will always provoke divine manifestation. My prayer for each one of us from this day onward is that every time you approach the altar of prayer, your expectation shall be alive. Somebody believe me, say loud, amen. I say your expectation shall be alive. Somebody believe me, say loud, amen. We take a case study from Abraham's servant. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis 24, verse 7, all the way down to verse 26. We are told there about Abraham's servant. He was given an assignment. Go down to the place of my fathers and go and look for a wife for my son. That's Abraham giving his servant this commandment. The Bible tells us that when he got to the place, he prayed a simple prayer. Lord, grant me good speed today. And when God heard the prayer, the Bible says, while the words were yet in his mouth, he said, Rebekah appeared. While the words were, he asked for speed and got it instantly on the basis of expectation. So our expectation becomes vital in determining the manifestation that you and I see. He said, Lord, grant me good speed. He asked for speed and God answered him speedily.
So you and I must understand that when we approach the altar of prayer, we are not just fulfilling a religious, to satisfy our religious conscience. No. We are coming there to have a practical encounter with God, but God will visit you according to your expectation. So come loaded with expectation. That man said, Lord, grant me good speed. I want to have an answer to this, and it must not pass this moment. And before the words were concluded from his mouth, the answer came without trial and error. When you go before God with expectation, you can be sure to see his manifestation. He was not guessing. As soon as he saw her, he approached her and asked her the questions. I need some water. And immediately as he desired, he got the answer instantly. For somebody, that will become your experience from now. Answers shall be flooding in your direction from this day onward. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe it? Say a loud amen. I said answers shall be flooding your direction from this day onward. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it? Say a loud amen. Now we must remain confident in the reality of our expectations if we are going to see them delivered. We must remain confident. Don't shift your ground. Don't shift your desire. Don't amend your position. Remain confident. Remember that the expectation must be drawn from the word, like we said earlier. But once drawn from the word, stay on it. Remain confident. Don't let your heart begin to jitter. The Bible tells us in the book of James chapter 1 and verse 6 down to verse 8. It said, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed about. He said, but let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. So it's not about just being confident for a moment and then losing confidence another moment. You must remain confident. Remain confident. Refuse to waver. That's how your hope delivers. So it delivers on the basis of our confidence. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35 and 36, it said, cast not away your confidence, for it has within it a great recompense of reward. He said, but you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So you remain confident. Don't shift your ground. The Bible tells about Abraham, he said, he hoped against hope. When everybody should say expectation should have ended, he said, no, I would tie myself to God and this word must come to pass. He was fully persuaded that what he had drawn from the word, God was able to perform. Shout hallelujah. I'd like you to understand that whatever your expectation is concerning this 40th anniversary prophetic feast, don't shift your ground. Draw it from the word and refuse to shift your ground. Remain steadfast in that expectation. It doesn't matter what it is that seems to be standing against its delivery. As long as your expectation remains alive, the Bible says your expectation shall not be cut off. For somebody here, your expectation shall be delivered. You believe it? Say louder, amen. I said your expectation shall be delivered. I said your expectation shall be delivered. Your expectation shall be delivered. That's why we are told very clearly in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 9 to 11, among other things, that anyone that is in faith enters into his rest. He is no more jittery. Everything about him is settled on the word of God. That individual is impossible to unsettle him, because he has found it in the word of God and his hope is alive. And therefore, there is nothing that is making him to jitter. That's what it means for an individual to carry expectation. The most clear depiction of expectation in nature is pregnancy. That's why a woman that is pregnant is said to be expecting. And that woman inside of her, as the stomach begins to swell, she is not worried about the various inconveniences, because she knows she's incubating something that will come out. She's incubating something. So while there are certain discomforts that may be physically there, people are congratulating her. People are telling her, well done. And she said, thank you. She's smiling even though she's uncomfortable. Why? Because she knows that she's incubating something that is to be rejoiced over inside her. When a man is loaded with expectation, some things may look uncomfortable,
but is incubating something that is about to be brought forth. So he does not, he's not taking sorry, he's taking congratulations instead. Is somebody getting what God is saying? So when you are expectant, you are loaded with something inside of you that does not allow you to accept pity. Rather, you begin to celebrate the envy of people around you, knowing that what you are incubating is about to show forth. I have good news for somebody here this morning. What you are incubating in this 40th anniversary prophetic feast, it will be delivered. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. So shall it be concerning you. Rise on your feet with me right now. Lift your hand. Lord, I receive grace to remain steadfast in expectation. Not wavering, not blowing hot and cold, but remaining ever hot, ever fervent. Remaining ever fervent in my engagement. Remaining ever fervent in my confidence. Remaining ever fervent in my hope. Lord, I receive that grace. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace right now. 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 Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have asked of him, from this day onward, your hope shall remain alive. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will no longer be a victim of a wavering heart. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a result of it, you shall produce supernatural results. In this 40th anniversary prophetic feast, your desire shall be delivered. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We're going to exercise our expectation right now concerning the day and make your declaration. Speak to the day. Declaring your expectation right now. Speak to the day. Declaring your expectation right now. Speak to the day. Declaring your expectation right now. Speak to the day. Declaring your expectation right now. Speak to the day. Make your decree. Make your declaration. Make your decrees. Make your declarations. Make your decrees. And make your declaration. You are declaring what you are expecting, exercising the power of your expectation this morning. Because as you are declaring it, God is delivering it. As you are declaring it, God is delivering it. As you are declaring it, God is delivering it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have declared this morning, so shall it be unto you. In Jesus' precious name. Stretch your hand towards these materials one more time. And let's declare right now the breath of the Holy Ghost upon it. Going forth right now as sickles of harvest. Drafting in souls in their multitudes into this prophetic feast. Everyone that is being brought, visited by God, transformed by the God of liberation. Will you speak right now and make decrees? Speak right now and make decrees. Speak right now and make decrees. Thank you, mighty God. And blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. These materials are going forth right now as sharp sickles of harvest for the ingathering of multitudes in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. It is done. In Jesus' precious name. You pick up the copies you require and use them to advertise Jesus. And as you do, it will decorate you further. In Jesus' name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go. Don't forget, tomorrow is the 1st of May. We are gathered together in God's presence to blow the trumpet of praise into our month of liberation. Right now, make sure you remember that. Be blessed.